Detective, this is Isham speaking.
Hello, Isham. I think we could start the recording and do the roll call, and the other persons could come in when they can.
Sure. Hi, this is Isham speaking. Can we please start the recording?
Sure.
Joined.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ALS Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement call taking place on Tuesday, 19th of January, 2016 at 1800 UTC. On today's call, we have Daniel Nangaka, Tijani Benjema, Siranush Vardanyan, Maureen Hilliard, Tanzanika King, Yowie Atovan, Ellen Greenberg, Wolf Ludwig, Glenn McKnight, Jeff Dunn, and Dennis Lange. We have apologies from Alfredo Calderon, Eris Ignacio, and from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Isham Nazar. I would like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. Over to you, Dev. Thank you. This is Isham speaking. Sir, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Ah, so sorry. I was on mute. Oh, no, no, let me just start my greetings once again. Ah, and a very good afternoon. Thank you.
Always
here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Dev Nan again. And a good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. It's now 9 minutes past the hour, so apologies for the late start, but we do have an important topic to discuss regarding the possible outreach events for the ICANN 55 meeting at Marrakesh. Just a note, something regarding the roll call. I just got a text from Jacqueline Morris sending her apologies as she's teaching right now. So just note that in the roll call. So, on the last call on Thursday.
I think I'm unfortunately having some echoes in the call.
Hello?
Okay, this is Dave. Nope, still getting the echo. Okay, so let me try again. This is Dave. Okay, it looks like the echo is gone. Lovely. So going back to our agenda, on the Thursday call, we identified
sorry, Dave. It was you speaking, right? Because it was so echo and we could not hear anything at all.
Okay, let's hope this audio gremlins have now been killed off and removed. Let's try this again. So on last week's call, we identified exchanged some ideas of what we could do for at-large outreach in Marrakesh. A Tuesday slot was identified from 1,400 hours to 1,600 hours. And a bus was made available. Among the things we discussed two possibilities. having university students come into the venue, and or the second option, which was a subgroup going out to the local university, which would have been 10 minutes a week. There's been discussions. Aziz, and Aziz could probably speak more to this, Aziz had contacted with some university students in Rabat, which is about a four-hour drive from Marrakesh, if I understand that correctly. So one of the challenges would be how could we get those students to the ICANN venue and back. So one of the options that is in mind, and I put this all on the Afro Outreach event workspace, and one of the ideas being is that if the possibility is there to bring the students to attend the Sunday and Monday sessions. And the reason why was because the Sunday and Monday sessions are geared for the newcomers, and as opposed to coming mid-meeting on a Tuesday, which is not really, I think, not optimal compared to having the newcomers come in on the Sunday and Monday and experiencing the meeting sessions on those 2 days. So the question is that possible? And we have people from ICANN GSC staff, Yalvi Atahun, and some other ICANN staff members who could probably give some answers to that possibility. So with that in mind, I think I've summarized the key ideas there about what we discussed on Thursday and what we're trying to do now today. Let's discuss the option of, is it possible to have students attend the Sunday and Monday sessions? And we have two sets of students. The students from the University of Rabat, which is like a four-hour driving distance away from Marrakesh. So that would mean that such a group of students coming from Rabat would need some sort of hotel accommodation for the Sunday and Monday. Well, I would say Saturday, Sunday, and probably leave Monday evening. And then having the local university students having some sort of transport where they could come in on the Sunday and come in on the Monday. So, Aziz, I hope I've summarized the key things that options there. And hearing no questions or comments, let me just ask Yalvi. Yalvi, I know you and Aziz have been working on the local outreach. Can you give us an idea of what GSC is planning or is able to do in terms of accommodating students at for Sunday and Monday?
Yalvi speaking. Thank you. Baher sent his apologies. And I think what he concluded, because GSA is very committed to support your activity in Marrakesh, so there are some commitment from the GSA team and Bahed teams and our team, you're probably going to support some students. And there was some discussion between Bahed and I think Heidi, I can also talk on this. Heidi, if you don't mind.
Yes, thank you very much, Yalvi. So I did have a chance to speak with Bahir here in Istanbul about this. And what we have, I believe, tentatively agreed is that the GSC team there could cover the accommodation for the University of Rabat students. Okay, on a couple of conditions, which I believe that Aziz has been informed about and is in agreement with, and that is first that both the students would need to share the hotel room. The hotels would be in town, so they would be a very reasonable rate. And then thirdly, that Aziz would need to do the arranging of those hotels. So those are some of the requests from our end on that. I would also, while I have the floor, just like to mention that if possible, if we could include these 60 to 70 University of Rabat students in all of the outreach activities being planned, and that begins hopefully, it would be for 2 days, by the way. It would be Monday and Tuesday, so 2 days, one night. And we're very much hoping that these students would be in, coming and be very active at the amazing Afro-Alo Showcase and Saudi Farewell that is being planned for Monday evening. And then also begin their day early on Tuesday with a sector stand-up that Janice, who's also on the call, is going to be organizing. And I'll hand the floor over to her in just a minute, Dev, if I can do that. And then also have these students, these University of Rabat students, join ICANN meetings on Tuesday, join the outreach activities that this group is planning at a local university in Marrakesh. And then also perhaps, if at all possible, join the Next Gen activities that might be going on Monday and Tuesday. And we have Jeff Dunn, who leads that, who I would also hope might be able to speak. So those are some ideas. I think, you know, there's a lot of fantastic thinking of events here where we could do a lot of really useful and exciting collaboration between all of these activities that ICANN and you are developing. So, Dev, if you permit me, if I could hand the floor over to Janice and then Jeff to comment on these issues.
Yes, go right ahead, Janice.
I think that Janice might not have audio. So, Jeff, if you wanted to comment on that,
yeah.
And perhaps...
Yeah. Sorry, I was just...
Janice, go ahead, Jeff.
This is Jeff Dunn. I was just getting a message from Janice saying she's calling in but wasn't on the line but was listening to what you were saying. So that's great. So she'll probably be able to weigh in after me, but I just wanted to speak basically for Development and Public Responsibility Department, saying this is really exciting and we love hearing all this outreach and engagement, and it's really cool, and we would be more than happy to assist with some of the logistics, but unfortunately we don't have a budget to allocate for this, so I imagine we could speak to the GSC folks and see what they can do in terms of making sure the logistical support is able to be done. So what BPID and NextGen and Fellowship and everybody can do is do introductions and meet with some of these students, I'd say at least once, and they can all get together and so we can really develop a great community on the ground there. But in terms of integrating into the programs, that's a little bit of a more difficult thing since each program is obviously its own bespoke event. And, you know, NextGen, for example, has been something that's been set up for, we have about 30 people coming, 30 students, so adding in another, you know, 50 or 70 is just not feasible. But we can definitely do a meetup, basically, or like a social event or something like that, which would be terrific. So yeah, that's our perspective right now. We really want to be able to help this along as much as possible, but obviously we have a lot of other programs that we're working with as well, so we'll figure out the best possible ways to integrate all these programs into this outreach.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Is Janice able to come on? I'm seeing that she can't get the audio line. Can somebody make sure to dial out to
So, yeah, Deb, go ahead. If I may, this is Heidi. So I'm going to just go out on a limb, and I guess I should have read her emails more closely. But so my understanding of the sector stand-up, and Jeff, help me here if you can, is that the sector stand-up is something that the fellows have been doing for the last 2 meetings or so, and it's a very new and exciting way for the community, the ICANN community, to reach out to the fellows. And so what they do is that this time it will be on Tuesday morning, And the fellows then are divided into the groups that they identify with. So end users, academics, business, government, et cetera. And then those community members who wish to go to that sector stand-up to speak to these fellows are able to do that. So the point here being that these University of Rabat students might wish to attend that sector stand-up and divide into, you know, the group that they feel comfortable with during that event. I do want to point out that, as Tanzanika noted in the chat, excuse me, that it depends on the availability in the room. So there might need to be some sort of sign-up sheet or limitation to where we don't overcrowd people. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, this is Dave. Well, indeed, so there's lots of information to process here. So, okay, it's possible that 60 to 70 students can be accommodated at a nearby hotel it was the idea being Monday and Tuesday. So also there's the opportunities, according to NextGen, they can have a meetup with the students, and also we take part in the sector stand-up that the fellows do, where the fellows group themselves according to interest.
Dave, this is Janice. I'm sorry. I just kept dropping and dropping. Thank you, Heidi, for the overview for the sector stand-up, and Tanzanika, certainly, with you just having gotten all of the session requests, the room is, whether available or not for this activity. We certainly hope that it can be. The one clarification I will make is that I do have alumni of the fellowship program who assist with the sector stand-up based on their experience, and also because it's part of the give-back of the alumni program. It's an important thing to mention to all of our community members is that once someone goes to the fellowship program, there are expectations of them when they return. And so based on their experience level, they can either volunteer at the ICANN information booth and or do coaching for new fellows and or work with the sector stand-up. But they would be working alongside experienced staff and community members in order to do that. So we do always want to make sure that we have someone like Heidi, Gisela, Jean-Jacques, Nigel, Christopher Mundini, who are representing from the sector as well. So hopefully we will be able to get that. Of course, the newcomer day on Sunday is available to everyone and open. We're going to do some updates to that, including the DNS app for beginners, which will be added to the end of the Sunday newcomer instead of on Monday. So that will be very exciting for everyone. Morning meetings Monday through Thursday are open as well. They're open to the public.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Janice. This is Dave again. Okay, again, and thanks for that contribution. Yeah, I do have some questions, but I see there's a queue already. So Aziz, your hand is raised, so go ahead.
Thank you, Deb. This is Aziz speaking. I just wanted to let you know that we're going to invite students from Rabat and Marrakesh, as you said. And then I heard someone say whether the students joining us from Rabat are going to arrive in Marrakesh on Sunday evening or on Monday morning. Well, there's a meeting that's going to take place at the university, which means that they have to go home from Marrakesh to Rabat in the evening. And so I wanted to answer to that question that was asked first. But then
okay.
I also wanted to know what the budget that is going to be dedicated to the organization of all these activities is. I personally started to work on the list of participants. And so I think we should try and join efforts so as not to double the work. There is a list that we've been putting together for communication and journalists who we will be inviting to cover all these activities. So I think it might be useful to invite all these journalists who work on communications and telecommunications especially. Some of them might be working with the universities, and so it could be a good opportunity to put them in touch and to have them all together with us in Marrakesh at once. So I wanted to say that we are very grateful and very interested in seeing what the training that will be taking place on Tuesday evening will be. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Aziz. This is Dave. So, all right. So I think we're having some genesis of our idea here. We're going to have university students come in, and according to Yalvi, there's support for some, and I guess we have to focus on the numbers afterwards, but there's support for some university students to come from Rabat and stay at a nearby hotel and be able to then attend 2 days of sessions at the ICANN meeting. Just my question, and I see Tanzania has raised the point, is how many persons can really attend? So in other words, is there upper limit to what would be the number of students that could attend the 2 days? And my question, the second part to this is that we're talking about the Rabat students, and that's good, but I mean we also have to include the local university students. When we talked about there was a local university 10 minutes away, so what could happen is that they don't need hotel, but what could happen is that perhaps it's just transport at the beginning of each of those 2 days. Okay. So, all right. So Aziz, I see your hand raised again. So, okay, go ahead. Oh, it's an old hand. All right. So my question
regarding
is this.
The number of participants, I think there's going to be about 100 people all in all between university students and journalists, then about 30, or could be between 60 or 70 students, and then 30 journalists specialized in telecommunications. That's roughly what I think we might have. I'm trying to put together the list as we speak. So now, regarding our discussions with ICANN staff, we're trying to find an alternative hotel, not to have them stay at the ICANN official hotel, at one of those, because they're too expensive. So we're trying to find a cheaper hotel so that they can stay downtown and have more people come over.
Okay.
If we reduce that budget, we've already arranged to have transportation for them to come to the hotel every day, to the venue every day from the hotel. We've also been working on travel arrangements for them to get from Rabat to Marrakesh. And a bus to get them to the university has already been arranged as well. So the question remaining here is how many nights can they stay? Is it only Monday night, or is it only Sunday night or Tuesday night? That's what I'd like to know.
Okay, now this is Dave. I think that the intent is for 2 days and one night. I think Heidi or Yalvi can answer that question.
Yes. So, if I may, this is Heidi. So I think to get really the outreach impact, it would make sense to me that they arrive on Monday morning. If they if they're really early risers, I don't know. Make the welcome ceremony. Then they could attend the high interest topics during the day on Monday, the big event on Monday night from the Fellow Showcase and Body Farewell. And then Tuesday morning, they could do all of the events that are focused on outreach. So again, the Genesis Sector Stand-Up, a few of them. Then if they could, perhaps some type of collaboration with the Next Gen. And that would need some kind of planning there. And then indeed join the shuttle bus going to the local university later that day. So again, on the shuttle bus, we have one bus. So if there are 80 people or so, then we would need to have that bus do two trips both ways. So that's just the point there. And if I could, Aziz, if you could write or state the name of the university that these events are going to take place at, that would be really useful for staff to know. Thank you.
So this is Dave again. Aziz, can you respond to that? Okay, this is Dave. So, I think the challenge here would be is documenting all of this. Heidi, you mentioned that you're thinking it's optimal for students to come on the Monday. My question to you is, as Janice pointed out, there are a lot of newcomer sessions on the Sunday. Wouldn't it make more sense to have them come on the Sunday? And that would be my question.
So, this is Heidi. So that would, I mean, it might be, I'm really budget conscious because I've given an approximate number to Zahair, which she agreed. So, I need to stay within that budget. So it might be that 30 of them come on one, Sunday, Monday, and then the other 30 or so come on Monday, Tuesday. But it's one night. So if they come on Sunday, then they would do Sunday night and not have, they would need to leave Monday, which would then miss all of the events, the outreach events, which, was the main reason for bringing them, that is on Tuesday. So, the option would be to split them. But that would mean double the transportation cost. So.
Okay, this is Dave. So, my concern. All right. So, I think. All right. So let's. So I just want to make sure everybody's understood all of this. So we're going to try to bring in the students on the early Monday, right? So that they can take part in most of the Monday events, and therefore. Spend Monday night at the nearby hotel, and then come on the Tuesday to be involved in the Tuesday activities, including possibly the one that we are planning, that we would therefore be doing on the Tuesday afternoon. A sector stand-up in the morning, at large outreach events happening on the Tuesday afternoon. So my question is, and I think this is, I am thinking that this is probably better. It probably does not make sense, as was discussed last week,
as
to go out to the local
asking for
university.
The floor, Dave.
Okay, this
I'm
is Dave.
Sorry.
I'll give Aziz the floor. Sure. But just to my comment, the outreach and engagement group that will be doing the at-large event in the afternoon, I am thinking that it's probably better to have it at the venue itself, rather than having a whole troop go out to a local university. So in other words, have output option one back in the afternoon, given we're having University of Rabat students and local university students attending the venue. It doesn't make sense to go out, leave the venue to go out somewhere else. It's better to have a session in the afternoon. Yeah. Okay. Aziz, you're on the call.
Aziz, thank you, Dev. Aziz speaking. I'd like to say that I was cut off. I was speaking and I was cut out. I said that on Monday morning during the opening ceremony, I don't know if you know Morocco, but we need the student to leave some hour before. So if you want the students to be at the opening ceremony in the morning, they have to arrive on Sunday night. If you took the decision that they will only spend one night, we won't be able to ask them to participate to the activities on Monday. They will be able to participate only to the showcase activities and then on the Tuesday's activity. That's all they will be able to do. If the students have to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to be there on Monday morning, this is something I can't guarantee. I'm finished.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that, Aziz. So this is Dave. So I think that now, I guess it's really up to Yalvi or Heidi to then answer that. Because it's what Aziz is raising is that the challenge for the Rabat students to come early on Monday would be quite a huge challenge. You're talking about leaving early mid-morning, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, to reach the ICANN venue on Monday. So any thoughts on a response to that, Heidi?
This is Heidi. So, again, I think we all need to be flexible. And, you know, if they miss the welcome ceremony, you know, there's always a link to it. They can watch it on their own. I think that the main reason that it was agreed to bring these students was really to participate in at-large activities. And by bringing them in Monday, they could do the Afralo showcase and the Fadi farewell on Monday, and then do all of the exciting events on Tuesday that are being planned for the outreach. So, and in terms of missing the newcomers' events on Sunday, it was agreed last week that we would be providing them with their homework, as students should do. So, I mean, they could get a lot of the material using the ICANN Learn courses, or we could provide them with USB drives, et cetera, to learn more about ICANN. Thank you.
Okay. And this is, thanks, Heidi, this is Dave. And I guess that does make sense. Okay. So I think we have the general gist of the idea. We're having the students coming in Monday, could be mid-morning Monday. So, and then they will be able to take part in some of the sessions on Monday. And then on Tuesday, you can take part in the sector stand-up on the Tuesday and our events, the outreach, our at-large outreach events in the afternoon. So this brings back to the focus of what exactly do you want to do for the Tuesday. And I guess this is really now, which is really more the work of the outreach, this outreach and engagement subcommittee. So we did discuss the two options, and we had discussed the options in isolation with the University of Rabat students coming. So I just want to look at that that option again. I still think if they have University of Rabat students there, it is probably better to have bring the local university students, make sure they pre-register make sure all the students have registered well beforehand, so that there's no they'll be clear to attend the venue, and then we have the sessions similar to how the option one was documented on the workspace. We have a 1 hour session with interpretation, talking about the ICANN, well, not so much about ICANN, but a little bit more about the at-large, then walk around to see some of the other concurrent sessions, and then come back for a follow-up discussion of what they've seen and to answer any questions. And then, all of the students can then leave on the Tuesday evening. The Rabat, both the local university students and the University of Rabat students. So is this, what do people think of this idea for doing it on Tuesday? Because in my mind, it didn't make sense. Now that we have University of Rabat students at the venue, it doesn't make sense to then go back outside, go out to an external venue again. So I just want to get some thoughts from the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee as to ideas on this. Okay, this is Dave. Any comments or questions, or is there general agreement to what we're going to do on Tuesday? All right. Well, I'm seeing. Well, I certainly hope I'm still connected. But so this is Dave. So I take it that we're okay with what this the plan for Tuesday. The at-large or a group of at-large and outreach will have a session with the at the ICANN venue in a room with interpretation to talk about at large. Then we'll have a 1 hour. The second hour we can have, split up into groups, pair them with a Francophone speaker, and walk around the ICANN venue to the various communities that are meeting at the ICANN meeting during that time. And then in the third hour, come back and answer any more follow up questions and so forth. And then afterwards, all the students can leave. Is that okay? Tejani, I see your hand raised.
I think I can hear you.
Yes, there's some noise, though. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Okay, if I understood well, the whole afternoon, Tuesday, will not be in the university in totality. Is it right, or have I misunderstood?
Thanks. This is Dave. What I'm suggesting is that given that we have the University of Rabat students already here, and I'm not sure when the next gen activities is happening on the Tuesday afternoon. So early Tuesday afternoon, you can have the meeting with the next gen. But because we have the University of Rabat students at the venue already, it doesn't make sense to go out to outside for going out to an outside local university. My suggestion would be is to ensure that the local university students are also pre-registered and have their identification papers in hand and whatnot to come to the venue on Monday and also come on Tuesday. And then both groups of students can then meet with the outreach and engagement and at-large to talk about at-large and so forth.
Okay, so follow-up, please.
Sure.
I have seen that Tanzania said that it is perhaps not possible to have the external students at the venue because it is a problem of size of rooms. Also, another point. In my point of view, we have the next gen at hand, and we may make outreach for them at any time we want, and at any time we may agree with them, with Janice, and with people who will be in charge, no, with Jeff, I mean. They are guaranteed, they are there. We have people who Aziz will bring from Rabat, and those people will be with us inside the venue, and then will go with us to the university. So those people doesn't make any problem. I think that we may make a lot of kind of outreach, or a lot of sessions of outreach. And I think that 3 or 3 hours and a half in the university will be very good for us and for them. For us, it's a training for the, because we will have to have outreach days during meeting B. So we need to be trained. We need to go outside and see how we may do that. And we will do also the outreach for the next gen. They are, as I said, they are with us in the venue, so it is not a problem for us. I think that we have to make use of this opportunity to go to the university, to spend the whole afternoon, I mean 3 or 3 hours and a half, in the university, as is have arranged, will arrange even for a coffee break, because 3 hours and a half is too long. And our duty, in my point of view, is to make a very good program for it. It means that we need to define very well the topics that we will address with those people in the university. And we have to have the team of the panel who will introduce those topics, and then give the floor to them so that they ask questions and interact with those panelists. It will be, in my point of view, a very good experience. We have to do it so that we will be trained for the next, for the meeting B. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tijani. Okay, but I'm just raising it as a suggestion, but if you think it's better to have as a group, then go to the local university, which is 10 minutes away. You know, like I said, if this is what the group wants, let's do that. I'm just raising it as a possibility. But, let's then continue with the original idea then, which is we will then have a subgroup of speakers along with a group of persons from NextGen, etc., go out to this local university on the Tuesday afternoon, carrying them outreach materials, etc., to that local university, and then come back. Okay? All right. So, Aziz, all right. So, we'll leave the Tuesday as originally planned, because I don't, unless somebody objects to that. Aziz, but maybe Aziz has something to say about it. Aziz, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dev. I just wanted to say that I support what Tijani said. It's very interesting for us, for the ICANN people, to go out of the ICANN venue, to go to the universities, to meet the students, to be among academic people. It is the idea of this activity. If we ask students to come to the venue, it won't be so interesting. Now, regarding the capacity building, I think Tijani already said it on the panel. We need to have some French-speaking panelists, but
yep,
those are university students. They have a good level. So I will ask my Rabat students to ask questions in English. So we can have three ALAC persons speaking French and two speaking English, and those five persons will come, will be the panel, and we will work in the university, and among this panel we will try to do short speeches to give the students some time to intervene. We want an interactive session, so those students will receive a lot of information about what they need, so we can give 5 or 8 minutes per person to intervene, and we can have 30 or 40 minutes intervention for the panel, and then each student will have the floor, so we have some interactivity, and the panel people will also be able to answer according or regarding the questions, and the questions will be asked to some people from the panel. So this is my proposal. I'd like to have your opinion on this proposal, Dev. Thank you. I'm finished.
Thanks, Aziz. This is Dave. Yes, it's pretty much in line with what was discussed on the Thursday. So I think generally, generally that was the idea. So anybody has any thoughts or comments on it? Okay. So, all right. Setting aside the thing about university students. Go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say two things. Just a reminder that we set up a space that I'm just putting in the chat for all the information related to the Outreach Day on Tuesday, so people could start developing the agenda there. And on that same workspace, we have put a list or a space where you can start listing the materials that you believe would be very useful for these university students, both those from Rabat as well as from Marrakesh, to have available to them, and we could put that on a USB drive. And then the second point is that if we do miss the connection or the collaboration with the next gen students, what we might be able to have arranged is for Fadi to do a meet and greet with the university students coming from the University of Rabat. I know that Fadi, one of the activities that he'll be doing after leaving ICANN is teaching at Harvard. So I know that he has a passion for teaching and interacting with university students. So that might be something that you wish to consider. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for this, Heidi. And indeed, that's possibly a fill-in option for when the group goes to the local university. Perhaps for the Rabat students, they're at the venue. They can, perhaps as they have an interaction with Fadi, a meet and greet with Fadi during that time. So my question now to the group, let me just ask a question. Is there any opportunities for civil society engagement? We've talked to university students, but... And I guess Aziz can answer this question. Are there any type of civil society groups that perhaps are there outreach opportunities for any civil society groups that we could probably consider?
Dev?
Yep, Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. Yes, we may, because we will bring 5 NGOs to the meeting, and we may prepare a program for them, an outreach program for them. we already, as AFRALO, we already have a program for them, a full program. We will make capacity building for them, a daily session, and we have other activities with them. But if you want, we may include all this. We may work together to make a program richer and more consistent, if you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very well.
Right here,
Heidi. I see Heidi has a response.
You hear me?
Yes, Suzanne. This is Dave. Yes, I see Heidi has a response. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Heidi. Dev, it's not really a response, just a note to let you know that I have been in touch with the group of staff who are working on civil society engagement, and I am aware that the ICANN communities of and constituencies of, let's see, NCSG, NCUC are planning some civil society events in Marrakesh. As for the local activities, I think that is still being discussed. But there might be some opportunity for some sort of collaboration with existing activities. Thank you, Deb.
Okay. Okay, so this is Dave. All right, so I think next steps for this, because it's coming to the top of the hour. I know we started late, but I'm also mindful that we have interpreters on this call, so I don't want to go beyond too long after this. I think we now have a general sense of where we want to go for this. So my concern is that I think we need to lock down the details and document all of this properly. So might I suggest that the AFRALO Outreach Events workspace, and I'll suggest that Daniel, the co-chair from Outreach and Engagement, will work a lot with Aziz and Tijani in documenting, what's going to happen in terms of the students coming on Monday. And I think what we want to do is work at set up a timeline of what's happening. If the students are coming Monday, what are the opportunities available to them? And then what are the opportunities available to the students on Tuesday, to the Rabat students on Tuesday, and also work up the timeline for our outreach event to the local university that's happening Tuesday afternoon between 1,400 hours and 1,800 hours. Okay? Because I think it's really important you need to document this, because otherwise the details will fall through the cracks on this. So that's my... And of course, staff will also make some very key inputs onto this. But it needs to be, just needs to be documented properly. Because what we then have to do is then make sure that once we have that schedule, we can make sure that, I think the persons coming from the University of Rabat haven't already been selected, and I don't know if they have to do any registration process and so on. But we need to get that schedule locked down and then find out, Tanzia concerns, is there enough space for them to go to the different places that we want the students to go to, those types of things. Then, once you have numbers and so forth. So, all right, I think that's going to be the next action item. So let's detail the schedule of this on the AFRALO event workspace. Daniel, staff, Aziz, Tijani would work to document that. And my next question would be, when should we have another call on this? Should there be like a weekly call? A sub call to coordinate issues and so forth? And if so, when? Would be my question. Do you want to do it next week, every Tuesday? Because I do think you need to have some weekly meetings, at least for now, because you need to lock down all of these details in order to organize it. So So what time would be appropriate for this type of outreach, for the Marrakesh outreach? Any suggestions from staff or Gisela on this? Or do we need to do a doodle and find an appropriate time on of the of day of the week to do it? Heidi?
This is Heidi. I think we can probably do a doodle. The reason being is that there needs to be a lot of staff and discussion with Aziz and Daniel and Tijani on this, and then between the various groups working on this. So I think we need just a little bit of time, and then we can get back to you with a schedule and many more details.
Okay. And this is Dave. I mean, obviously, maybe the thing would be to start a Skype group chat or something like that, or email thread with Daniel, Aziz, Tijani, and the relevant staff persons, Yao V as well, perhaps, you know, all the relevant persons, and coordinate this. Because then, and then and maybe then this subgroup can then decide on what time it wants to meet and have a doodle with amongst itself. Okay, would that be okay? I don't see any problem with that idea. Okay. All right. All right, any other thoughts, comments, questions, observations? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay. All right. Well, I think I'd like to thank everybody for attending this call. A lot of progress made in trying to understand what are the opportunities available and how we're going to take advantage of those opportunities. And so we're looking forward to for the subgroup to take this and move forward with this, the opportunities for Marrakesh in terms of, and perhaps what we can do as part of the regular outreach and engagement activity, look at the Tuesday planning for, you know, in terms of materials that we need printed or translated and so forth, or those type of materials that we need for the Tuesday session. But in terms of what's happening Monday and so forth, the subgroup will be able to handle that with Daniel, Aziz, Tijani, and staff. Okay? All right, I'd like to thank everyone again for attending this call. Have a very good afternoon, good evening, good night, and this call is now adjourned. Thank you all.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.